Welcome back to the Nutrition and Life podcast. My name is Lisa, I'm your host, and in today's episode, I'm speaking with nutrition and strength coach Clifton Pope. Clifton and I spoke about building consistency with a sense of urgency and how this is the key to self-development and steadily becoming an even better you. If you like the show, please subscribe and give us a rating or share the episode with someone who might find it helpful. Thank you so much. And as always, if you want help with your nutrition and fitness goals, we are your go-to coaches. Just hit the contact link in the show notes. Now onto my conversation with Clifton. Clifton Pope, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me on your show. I've definitely, like we've been talking about before we went live, I've been listening to a couple of your episodes and definitely becoming a huge fan of what you do and with your podcast and all the information you provide with all the variety of guests that you have. And I'm just grateful to be a part of that list.
Well, thank you so much for these kind words to start off with. And yeah, I'd love to hear from you what you are excited for the listener to learn from our conversation today.
The one thing I hope that every single listener can take, Lisa, is really how can they continue to grow through what they go through? How can they continue to learn from any mistakes that they may have made in the past to where they can find room for improvement and how they can find ways to evolve physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually into a better version of themselves at the end of the day?
Wow, what an amazing outline for this talk today. I'm really, really excited to get into it. But before we do, or to get us started, I'd love to hear a little bit of your background story. So if you want to just tell the listener, who is Clifton Pope, how did you get to where you are today, and why you do what you do?
Oh man, it's a lot that went into it, but I'm gonna keep it as brief as possible, Lisa. Lisa, of course, my name's Clifton Pope. I'm born and raised here in Corpus Christi, Texas. For those who are wondering where that is, that's literally located off of the Gulf of Mexico, right off of Texas and everything. I wouldn't be the person who I am today, Lisa. I give all credits to my parents. I'm a firm believer of one of the Ten Commandments in the Bible, where they say, honor your mother and father. That's something that I literally based my life off of because my mom is a registered nurse. My dad is a coach and a teacher. So, in a way, I kind of took a little bit from each of them as I grew up and everything within the course of my life. A lot of people don't notice about me, Lisa. When I was about 2 years old, I had a very rare heart arrhythmia where I had to literally get like an emergency procedure done or else I was going to die. So I got that done, overcame that, and then boom, here comes another obstacle. I grew up as that kid with asthma, with two inhalers, having to sleep with breathing treatments every other night, which were some of the worst nights of sleep that I've gotten. But through all of that, somehow I was able to, of course, through the grace of God, of course, I was able to outgrow my asthma, ironically enough, by becoming more active, being more involved in sports primarily, because give all my credit for my mom for making sure that I had like all of my cough medicine, my breathing treatments, the inhalers that I mentioned, and I give all my credit to my dad. To, of course, who was always getting me involved in multiple sports, football, basketball, baseball, did a little bit of martial arts for the self-discipline, which helped out with basketball as I grew older. And that's the sport that I gravitated towards the most. And of course, that was pretty much the story of my life. And so I graduated from Moody High School, 4-H Moody High School, located here in Corpus Christi, Texas. Then that's about 2010 was when I graduated. About 2011 through 2014, you know how it is, Lisa, whenever you're like in your early to mid 20s and you're trying to find yourself, you know, doing a bunch of things you probably shouldn't be doing, hanging out with people you shouldn't be hanging out with. I was trying to find myself along the way. I figured, I want to try to go into nursing like my mom. That didn't work. I wanted to try to do kinesiology like my dad did. That didn't work. And part of it, honestly, Lisa, was me just trying to like find myself from within, just to kind of create my own path, my own lane. Fast forward, you know, to about 2014, from about 2011 to 2014, I was going to a community college here in Corpus Christi, Texas, called Del Mar Community College. Winded up dropping out after trying to figure out what I wanted to do. That was when I was working like dead end jobs, working like in moving companies, working in call centers. But little did I know, I was picking up little bits and tips and tricks off of all of those jobs that kind of come in handy for my current business to this very day, which is very interesting. Fast forward to about 2016. I remember having a conversation with my mom, and she was telling me, yeah, you should go to this vocational trade school called Southern Career Institutes and do the 9-month program they have for pharmacy technician. And then I thought to myself, well, I mean, I am always interested in how medicine has an impact on the body and stuff. So that kind of sparked my interest. I winded up doing the program, got certified on the state level here in Texas and the national level as a pharmacy technician. Then fast forward 2018, I worked from at Walgreens Pharmacy from 2018 to about 2022. And really what kind of like drove me into doing exactly what I'm doing right now, one, the pandemic happened and that kind of shut the whole world down, and that kind of allowed me to like think about a couple of things and really evaluate, like, did I really want to work as a pharmacy technician my whole entire life? Is there something more meaningful that I can do? And the reason why I say that, Lisa, is because I'm a very observant guy. The one thing that I've noticed coming into the pharmacy on a regular basis, one, people don't want to be there because they're already dealing with enough coming from doctor's offices, being on the phones with insurance companies, going back and forth on why my medication isn't covered and all of these other things. And just realizing, is there something that I could do on my end that could make a difference and make an impact? So that's when I decided, you know what? I'm going to take matters into my own hands. I'm going to dive a little bit more into kind of like the health and wellness space. I wanted to kind of get more involved into like, the personal training, the nutrition coaching, the strength and conditioning coaching, the exercise transformation, how to really transform the mind, body, and spirit. And all of that kind of came together as I was putting together my company, Health, Fitness, Wealth Business, which literally started off with me just like thinking, huh, I want to do something that, based on what I'm passionate about and what I believe in. I've always been very healthy my whole entire life, despite, having to overcome asthma and the heart arrhythmia that I mentioned earlier. I've always been into fitness. I'm a firm believer of health being the best form of wealth because it's deeper than money. It's information, knowledge, expertise, wisdom, time, all of those things. And which kind of factored into me always handling my business by minding my own business and sticking to my own business. Hence the birth of Health, Fitness, Wealth Business, which started with literally that name. It started with a website. And then it started with me, of course, like wondering, how can I get it out there a little bit more? That's where the HFWB podcast series came into play, to where I was like, I'm just going to start a podcast, name it after that, and then talk about my views and my beliefs on how we could get access to like healthier habits, creating generational health, generational wealth, having more of a knowledge of ourselves. And then that was where I was like, you know what? I need to go a little bit deeper on this. I need to tell my story on how all of this makes sense. That's where What's Wealth Without Work came into play, as far as, telling my story about the origins of health, fitness, wealth, business, what I was going through leading up to that, and kind of just painting the picture of where I am currently. And then following all of that, that's where, all the certifications and all that came in. And then fast forward, here I am right now trying to make a difference and make an impact any way I can by just asking myself, how can I be in service of others and how can I support others based off of everything that I'm currently doing?
I absolutely love it. Thank you so much for giving us a bit of a background. And there's so many things that have resonated with me. So for one, there really are no mistakes in life. Like as you mentioned, like even quote unquote dead end jobs, like working in hospitality for a while or in a call center or like whatever people might be doing. And if we apply ourselves and if we pay attention, we can pick up things from every thing that we do and from every person that we meet. So that's one thing, and I can totally resonate with that desire of like wanting to help people more in the preventative space, as in like when they're already sick and suffering and
Right.
dealing with their prescriptions rather than like, hey, how can we work on them not even getting to that point actually? And then
Yeah.
the third thing that really resonated was that you said you just really wanted to go all in on your passion and everything else sort of followed along the way, because I truly believe that like if we do something that we're passionate about, that's also helping others, that's we can always make money with that, or money will always flow our way. Of course, we need to do a good job, we need to educate ourselves and all these things you did. And yeah, today, as I mentioned to you before we started recording, I do really want to talk about some of your books, because you have authored several books. The first one you already mentioned was Health Without Work, and I do want to talk about that too. But the main one, and I'm just giving the listeners a preface for this, the main one is called, that I want to talk about, is called Consistency with a Sense of Urgency, because I truly, 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 truly believe that consistency is the thing that people, that holds people back the most, like because they're not being consistent. And that's
Right.
see the yo-yo dieting, that's when things feel hard, because we need to start back up over and over and over and over again. And that initial inertia or that initial drive is what requires, let's just say, like 70% of the effort. Once you get the car going, or once you get the bicycle rolling down a slight angle, it rolls. You just need to every now and then maybe paddle a little bit, but if it's in a good on a good angle,
Yeah.
it just rolls. But that initial thing, creating that momentum, is the hardest thing. And so please tell us what inspired you to write Consistency with a Sense of Urgency. Please tell us what it's about, and then kind of going into what are some practical takeaways from that maybe.
Consistency with a sense of urgency. That's a very interesting book. The best way I can describe what it's truly about is it pretty much describes my overall mentality on how I approach things, because I'm a firm believer, and I actually wrote a quote about this in my book, between goals and achievements is discipline and consistency. Because one, you got to be committed to whatever it is that you're trying to pursue within your overall mission and your vision and your overall sense of purpose. I tell people all the time, that's only half of the battle, the commitment part. Anybody could commit to anything, but are you willing to remain consistent about it? That's the thing, because it's a lot that goes into it. And I hear people always, like, whenever I'm doing like my regular routine of things and everything, and whenever I was out and about, going to networking events and stuff like that, there's always been a handful of people that's always been in awe of, like, wow, how do you do all the things that you do on a regular basis? Or wow, you have so much energy to do all of these things. Like, how do you do it? Or the one thing that people will always relate to me, they'll always say, like, Clifton, you are like super, super consistent in everything that you do. It's like no matter what is going on, we could always count on you. Like, up, you're gonna definitely get your workout in, or up, you're gonna get your run on, or up, you're gonna do your meditations and your prayers and your moment of silences, or up, you're gonna definitely do your fasting and all of these things. And it's really a mind over matter type of thing, just continuously training my mind to where my body could continue to follow suit and do all the things that I'm currently doing. And that's kind of like the main reason, like, as far as why I remain consistent, number one. And then, of course, doing it with like a sense of urgency. And when I say sense of urgency, just like reminding yourself, not doing it like at a fast pace, of course, but just continuously reminding yourself, hey, you need to get this done, or else this is going to happen, or that's going to happen. It's just always remaining ready to be steady, always trying to, whatever may be in front of me as far as, obstacles, difficulties, challenges, trials, and tribulations, because we all go through those, trying to even out all the odds, I also talk about, as far as, figuring out, what's important, what's urgent, what's important, what's not urgent, kind of like the Eisenhower matrix, just so we can kind of figure out, okay, we need to put certain things at the top of our list as far as a main priority to get done. And if something that can be done at a later notice, put that in the list as well, but put it more further down the list to where you're not being overly consumed by it. And it's just this constant quest of just, always trying to make your first impression your best impression. That's something that I truly believe in, because you never know how that person can be impacted by them meeting you for the first time and vice versa, because it could start off on a very good note or it could start off on a very bad note. I definitely talk about that tremendously. And I also talk about the importance of just, Wilson's Law, which is information, knowledge, and secrets. Again, going back to, just searching for treating the world as like my whole library, because I say this all the time, Lisa, and I'm sure you can definitely relate to this. We don't have all the answers, and we definitely don't have all the questions, even to those answers. So when we look at the world like a library and treat it as like, unlimited information and resources, to where it's like you could grab something and be like, huh, this could come in handy. I'm gonna put this in my front pocket. Huh, that might come in handy. I'm gonna put this in my back pocket and just continue to find ways to grow again, going back to that generational wealth aspect. I tell people that, when we think of wealth, we think of money, obviously, but take away money out of the equation. Like, just act like it doesn't even exist, hypothetically speaking. What are you left with? You're left with a few things. You're left with time. You're left with information. You're left with experience. You're left with wisdom and all of these things. What are you going to do with those kind of things to where you can cash out on the opportunity that's in front of you? So that's kind of what I talk about in that particular chapter. And then I also just have a chapter talking about, hey, the concept of time is money. Honestly, Lisa, I hate it when people say that. Yes, it's true to a certain extent, but at the same time, it really, really isn't, because when you, again, when you take money out of the equation, time is literally all you got. So that's kind of like my main thing I kind of talk about in there. And then to kind of wrap it all up, the final chapter in the book I talk about is called Mission Complete, aka going back to, what is your why? What is your end game? What are you looking to end with on your mind? Going back to the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey, as far as beginning with the end in mind and realizing that all things are created twice and everything, and just utilizing that concept to understand again what your overall sense of purpose is. Because we've all been put here for a particular reason. We're just taking different destinations, different journeys, and different paths to get to the destination that we're trying to get to, as far as to make a difference and make an impact. So that's kind of like a core of what consistency with a sense of urgency is all about, as far as highlighting those particular chapters and those particular themes and everything. And then just telling people, hey, you want to know why I'm so consistent? You want to know why I do things with a sense of urgency? You want to know why I have the mentality that I have? Here's the reason why. And I'm going to explain that to you, because, hey, it's like I say, the secret is finally out. I'm going to reveal all the secrets, and I'm going to kind of pull back the curtain a little bit. Are you ready to enjoy the show as I pull back the curtain, is the question.
Okay, so first and foremost, I really that point of the urgency, I love that you added that even to the title, because I mean truly, let's face it, we all have one life as at least what
Exactly.
we're aware of
Yeah.
at this moment. And
Yeah.
the time we think I'll start that when the time is perfect, I'll start that when this and that and blah 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 blah. Like there's always like, oh, what's one weekend where I'm off my plan and where I don't work out and where I don't follow this and so on. But just keeping in the back of the mind, and that's the whole like I think when you and I spoke on your podcast, we talked about memento mori, so like contemplating on death and keeping in the forefront of our mind on a basically daily basis that our life is limited, at least like we all know we're gonna die. That's for certain. That's the only certain
Nothing is
thing.
guaranteed or promised, but it's always possible, and that's all that we need to make something out of nothing, Lisa.
Precisely. And so if we keep that in our mind, we operate more on a sense of urgency. We probably take more risks. We probably are no like we think like, okay, I'm gonna ask that person out. Okay, I'm gonna go and do my workout because or like I'll get stuff done. So just keeping that in the back of our mind, I really, really like that. And just overall, when it comes to the last point that you made in terms of what was the Wilson, was it Wilson's Law that you mentioned there?
The Wilson's Law, the information, knowledge, and secrets.
Exactly. Yeah, I really like that too. Well, I mean, to an extent, I think when people hear that, I don't want them to think like more information is always better because, as we know by now, especially through social media, more information is not better. It doesn't necessarily get people
Yeah,
to
it could be
take action.
misleading and
But
stuff.
having that as a basis and exactly to your point of not blindly following one person, not blindly just doing what you've always done because everyone around you is doing it, but like questioning things, being curious, thinking about, okay, I'm going to try that. Let's see how it applies. Oh, that didn't work for me, but that's okay. I'll try something different. Like even when it comes to dietary approaches, when it comes to different workout styles or whatever, find what works for you and not being so ignorant to think I know everything. I mean, I also work with a lot of coaches, or I obviously know some other coaches as well. And I think when we get to a point of like, or when someone says, I don't need a coach, I already know that. Then I'm like, whoa, like any coach, any high-performing athlete, any world leader will tell you that they also listen, or at least should listen to other people and appreciate their guidance. If you as like an entry level, and I'm not talking about you, I'm talking to this other person. If an entry level coach who maybe has been nutrition and training, coaching and training coaching for like 3, 4 years thinks, oh, I already know it all. I don't need to go to this conference. I don't need to do another course. I don't need to try this and that. It hurt my soul because truly, like after, if you think you already know it all, and like I always encourage my training clients as well to send me workout videos, and I notice. The more advanced the person is, or the longer they have already been training, the more hesitant they are to send me workout videos. And I'm like, please, I know you're not a beginner, but four eyes see more than two. And I, from personal experience, know, like I went through a phase where I'm like, oh, I'm good. I don't need another person's opinion. Lo and behold, like I was working with, a coach, she is an IFBB pro, and like I was like, oh, I don't think I need to send her workout videos. And I did a personal training session with her once, and I learned so much. Like talking about being humbled, I was like, I feel like I know absolutely nothing, like literally nothing.
No, it is. It's
And
especially
then.
when you talk to other people who are doing the same exact thing that you're doing and you're getting their perspective on it. I remember one time, again, going back to what you just said, like, I mean, we don't have it all figured out sometimes. It's like the moment we feel like we have it all figured out is the moment that we don't, and the moment we always fall flat on our face. That is something that I've been learning the hard way the last couple of years alone. It
Oh, yeah.
was even to the point whenever I remember reaching out to a good friend of mine. Her name is Selena Lopez Hinojosa. She is also she's a master trainer and everything. And I remember just going to her just to have her mentor me on a couple of things, just on how to put together like a successful personal training program as far as on the business side of things. And just when I thought I had it all figured out, I didn't. And at the same time, I give her credit because, it was some tough love, but
No,
I
we
learned.
all need that from time to time. I really like that. So I love that law for sure. Absolutely. And yeah, let's get a little bit practical, I would say. So if someone comes to you and they're like, Clifton, I've tried like starting a 3-day-a-week training program so many times, and I fall like I can do that for 2 weeks in a row, and then I travel for work, and then I'll do one workout, and then my kid gets sick, and I've tried following my calorie prescription for some time, and like it's just I can't be consistent with it. What is the starting point? Like where what do you tell that person?
Oh man. I could tell him a lot of things, honestly, Lisa, but if I were to tell him something in particular, I'm always everyone always knows me, especially around around here where I live here in Corpus Christi, Texas, or just anyone who comes in contact with me in general, they know me for being like the ultimate motivator and always having something, you know, positive and encouraging to say. And I do that because I would want someone to say that to me. So at least what I can do is, you know, give that out to someone in return. And if they give it back, cool. If not, at least I'm doing it for the sake of my own conscience and everything. But back to your question, Lisa, what would I tell them? I would say, hey, the weightlifting journey, it's going to have its ups and downs, just like any self-improvement path. But I would tell them just, hey, start with some small goals. You got to crawl before you walk, and you got to walk before you run, and vice versa, and then go into a full-blown sprint. Instead of focusing on the big picture, this is for your audience, of course, just celebrate the small victories, whether it's lifting a bit more weight, adding an extra rep, as you're familiar with as well, Lisa. Those little wins are big morale boosters. Mm-hmm. And then I would tell them, hey, you kind of touched on this a little bit, you know, track your progress, because obviously progress is sometimes hard to see in the mirror. You know, keeping that journal, taking those accountability photos to see how far you come, it will literally keep you motivated to where it's like, man, I've made it this far. Yes, I still have a little bit more to go, but hey, I can do this. There's no turning back now. And really, the main thing I would tell them, it really is just to kind of like mix mental with the muscle for the sake of the mind-body connection, you know. Add some positive affirmations into your life. Listen to some motivating podcasts or some motivating music. Like we were talking about this before we started recording. I was literally listening to your podcast, Lisa, the other day, 2 days ago, while I was going on a run. Whenever I personally work out, I rarely listen to music. And if I do listen to music, it'll be like, you know, maybe some jazz or classical music to kind of relax and stimulate the mind a little bit while I work out and relax. And I try to encourage all of my clients to do the exact same thing. And on top of that, listening to like a podcast where they can learn something from, like, for example, if you're going to go like on a 45-minute run, listen to a podcast episode that will last you about 50 minutes. That way, by the time you're finishing up your run, your podcast episode's over, and then you're thinking to yourself, wow, that was a good run. And hey, at least I got to learn something new today by listening to a podcast. That's literally what happened when I was listening to your podcast, Lisa, 2 days ago. So that's something that I tell people all the time. And again, I take that back. This is the most important thing I would tell them. Reflect on your why. Why are you doing this? Think back to why you started your journey to begin with. Are you doing it for health? Are you doing it for strength? Are you doing it for competition, for example? Basically, just remembering what it is that is fueling your drive and your motivation to kind of rekindle the passion to continue to march forward, more so than anything. So I tell them to kind of wrap it all together. It's okay to feel lost every now and then. We've all been there. We all have days where we don't feel like working out. I mean, I'll be lying if I said I didn't feel like working out this morning. But hey, I got it done because I'm focusing on the why, the end game, the long-term effect of things. And I always like to tell myself this. This is kind of funny. Nobody's going to do this for you but you. So let's get right to it. Sometimes I tell myself that while I'm working out, just so I can keep myself to where I'm questioning my life decisions and stuff of that nature, especially when I go on my runs. Every single time I am running, like maybe if I'm going like on a 9-10 mile run, a long distance run, halfway through the run, I'd be thinking to myself, man, what the hell am I doing out here? Like, I'm over here questioning everything. And then I just, you know, that second wind of energy kicks in, and I take that breath and I'm like, all right, I'm already here. Let's just finish this off as strong as I can. So I just tell them, hey, reflect on your why and you will get by.
That's awesome. That's a good one, phrase right? As well.
Reflect on your why and you will get by.
That's really, really
you up with that right now. I'm being honest. That was not planned at all.
You should absolutely claim that for sure. But yeah, overall, I love that notion of just celebrating your own wins more. I would add to that as well, because I really agree with you in terms of starting small, obviously. I do think just generally taking more time for planning things out. So like not expecting life to be perfect all the time, because it's not going to be. Let's face it, you are going to have to travel for work. Your kid is going to get sick. You are gonna run out of groceries at some point, or you're gonna go to a restaurant and they won't have what you wanted. But the more we can plan for that and be like, okay, when you're traveling, you might not have full gym access, but maybe your gym, your hotel has at least a treadmill. Can we get some steps in? Or maybe you can take a resistance band with you and you can do 10 minutes of sit-ups and a couple of air squats, and better than nothing. At least you're not breaking your consistency, which is the motto here. Or when you are out and on vacation or whatever, cool. Yeah, I get that you want to enjoy your time, or if it's a holiday. But again, in order not to break the consistency with your nutrition, can you maybe at least try to get some protein and vegetables on the plate, as well as your burger, or as well as having that dessert, and like building on that self-confidence through that? And I do think that for those things, for like the planning aspect, as well as the introspection that you mentioned, like in terms of being clear on your why and continuing to bring that why up, I do think for those purposes, and I'm not just saying that because I or you are a coach, but coaching in those for those purposes is so helpful, because otherwise we're like, oh, I'm gonna sit down on Sunday and do my journaling or reflection or whatever, and
And then you never do
another
it.
Sunday goes by, another Sunday goes by. But if you're number one paying someone, if number two you have a meeting set up with someone, and that person is gonna be like, well, Clifton, what's your why? You told me 4 weeks ago you were gonna come up with your why. I still don't know. But if you sign up with a coach, they're gonna basically, quote unquote, force you to actually sit down and think
Hold
about
you accountable.
why and reevaluate your why, reevaluate what went well, what didn't go so well, what you can still work on, what you already did well. So yeah, I really, really like that. And I think to that point also, because you mentioned like, what are you putting in your mind? What podcasts are you listening to and all that stuff? I do think even just like auditing your social media, auditing who you're following, making sure most of it is motivational and most of it is not like fear-mongering, talking about all the negative things that are happening in the world. Like if something truly terrible is happening in the world, you're gonna know about it. You don't have to be following 50 different people that tell you that something negative is happening in the world. So I think that's a really, really helpful thing for motivation. But yeah, I loved all the practical takeaways you have given us from that book. And again, like people listening who want to get more consistent, please check it out. I'll put the link to it in the show notes as well. And I did also want to talk about that first book a little bit, What's Wealth Without Work? And I think at first when I heard the title, I actually thought it was
Foundation.
confusing, because I was like, what? Shouldn't everybody just want to be like wealthy from the inside out and happy, and we don't need to work, we don't need money and whatever? But so please tell us what's behind the title and what message you want to get across with that.
That is literally the foundation of what health, fitness, wealth, business is all about. And that's where it all started. What's wealth without work? And it's funny how the title itself, What's Wealth Without Work, how I got the title is basically, just one day I'm just, scrolling through, social media and stuff. I forget. I was going back to, following positive things and stuff like that that you just mentioned. A little picture of Muhammad Gandhi came up and he had his seven blunders of the world. And then the second one out of those seven blunders of the world was what's wealth without work? And I was just thinking to myself, I mean, I had to think about it for a second, like, wait a second, what does that even mean? And then I thought, oh, I got it. We got to put in the work into whatever our skill, our gift, our talent, our overall passion is. That way we could create some form of wealth, being success out of it, and of course make something out of nothing based off of that vision and that, again, that mission that you're currently on. So So that's kind of the concept of what's wealth without work is truly all about. And it's just coming down to just understanding, hey, that there's ways to where we can, of course, increase our muscle and build up our hustle. That, talking about the importance of course, staying hydrated with enhanced levels of hydration, being your spring water mixed in with your sea salt and stuff of that nature. It's funny, all the things that I'm literally, it's funny, all the things that I'm practicing right now, I feel like I kind of manifested in a way through What's Wealth Without Work, because I was writing about all the stuff that I'm currently doing right now, and I'm actually doing it and stuff. And there's two things that I kind of like get that stick out to me whenever I think about What's Wealth Without Work. And I feel like the main thing is, one, I talk about the importance of epigenetics and what's wealth without work. And that goes back to the ability of how we can heal ourselves from within, and that our body can naturally do that just by, again, like we've been talking about, putting the right foods in our body, getting adequate amount of sleep, making sure we get a proper amount of exercise. We don't have to be the victims of, we don't have to be the victims of generational curses when it comes to our health. Like example of this for the listener's sake, say you have a fa your family has a history of, I don't know, diabetes, obesity, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, stuff like that, that has to do with insulin resistance. Just because that happened to your grandparents or your parents doesn't mean it has to happen to you. It is literally up to you to break that generational curse and reverse it and manifest good karma to where you can create generational health. That's pretty much what I talk about. That's kind of like the core, like I would say about 50% of what's Wealth Without Work is truly about. It's focused a little bit on epigenetics, and I actually have a chapter that talks about that in particular. And ironically enough, I actually got the theme of epigenetics by this book right here. Of course, the audio people won't see it, but for the people on YouTube, it's called The Healing Revolution by Dr. Frank King. This book right here is a book that I highly recommend everybody read to kind of understand at least the basics of what epigenetics is and what it's about. And that's kind of what sparked me to want to kind of get my perspective on it and what's wealth without work. The
Amazing.
other portion of what's wealth without work, you kind of touched on this earlier, Lisa, as far as what I like to call the ultimate success formula. Trying to figure things out, figure out what works, what doesn't work, until you figure out what does work, and then you're just pretty much rinsing and repeating that same formula for success to where you do it once and then you find a way on how to do it again, maybe a little bit more differently, but it still leads to that overall same result as far as what you're trying to generate some form of success from. So those are kind of like some takeaways that people can get if, when they do purchase the book What's Wealth Without Work. And it just goes back to, hey, putting in the work on whatever your skill is, whatever your gift is, whatever your talent is, whatever makes you your own unique, special individual, and creating the greatest form of wealth. Not always has to be money, but just your form of success as far as utilizing your time wisely, number one, making the most out of it, number two, and being as productive as possible, number
I love
three.
that. Very, very cool. And yeah, again, like I'll definitely link that. I really like the message of taking ownership and making the best out of your situation. We're all dealt different cards for sure, but certainly we can still nonetheless get out of the victim mindset and take
Right.
ownership of what we can do. And I'll tell you what I was thinking of when I read the title, because just like you, I was like, I was really confused. It's cool to hear that that's coming from a quote from Mahatma Gandhi. But where my mind went after a while was like, okay, what's wealth without work? I thought, okay, maybe we can replace the word work with purpose, because truly, what's wealth if we don't have a purpose? I don't
True.
have anything. But then at the same time, I was like, also, what's wealth without hard work? Because we always hear like you should do more hard things to have a more enjoyable life or more enjoyable life. And I think we all know that like if we work hard for something, the reward at the end feels so much sweeter than if we're just given it. And I truly believe that, like, if you put in the effort, whether it's in a hard, like, earning how your body looks, right? It's this is one of the ultimate status symbols, because having a great looking body is not something that you can buy. I mean, yeah, okay, sure, nowadays you can buy certain supplements, peptides, whatever medicine to help you get there, but generally speaking, you still have to put in the work, and that applies to everything. Like, if you put in the work for something, the wealth afterward or the reward afterwards is going to feel so much sweeter. And yeah, I really like that quote, and I'm even more intrigued now that you've explained to us what it's about a little bit. And of course, I want to make sure I respect your time, Clifton, but maybe to round this off, you can tell us what you're working on at the moment, obviously where people can find you, and just what you're passionate about at the moment.
What am I working on currently? Of course, as you know, Lisa, I'm always constantly, training clients as far as whether it's personal training, whether it's, helping them with their nutrition, whether it's helping them transform their mind, body, and spirits within my exercise transformation program, with me being the ISA certified transformation specialist, strength and conditioning, of course, being a strength and conditioning coach. I'm always working on that. And if I'm not working on that, I'm working on, of course, as you know, my podcast, the HFWB podcast series. Obviously, people can find that on Apple and Spotify podcasts. They can find it on YouTube and Rumble. I'm always doing some form of research, whether it's on particular guests I have on the show, or whether it's me doing my own solo series that I do, one on the Future Fortune, where I talk about finances on how we can improve that. The Wellness Whisperer series, how we can improve our health, and our overall well-being. I'm actually doing a series right now, a three-part series, talking about, the importance of nutrition and hydration and sleep, and how that helps us live a healthier lifestyle with the holistic approach. And if I'm not doing anything, and of course, my spiritual enlightenment series, where I dive into things from a spirituality standpoint, breaking down certain messages, like the last one I did last month. I talked about, what is wisdom without humility, and every or what or finding wisdom through humility, pardon me. And I kind of break down how, like, certain religions kind of interpret that exact message, as far as from a Christianity perspective, the Buddhism perspective, the Stoic perspective, the Islam Quran perspective, since those are the four that kind of stick out to me the most in that exact order, how I lined it up, and just breaking down to, helping people find enlightenment within themselves for their overall spirit, that flow of energy and information within their body. And when I'm not working on that, what I'm actually working on right now is I'm actually in the process of finishing up my next book that I am working on. And this, again, whenever I write my books, Lisa, I literally write them year by year. Like, I'll go through a whole entire year, and then I'll circle back around and I'll write the thesis statement for that exact year. So, like, consistency with a sense of urgency, that was kind of like me summarizing majority of 2023 to about maybe the third or fourth quarter of 2024, and kind of leaving breadcrumbs towards the end for 2025. And those breadcrumbs that I left at the end of consistency with a sense of urgency is leading into this next book that I'm actually in the process of finishing up. I'm actually working on the final chapter as we speak. It's the next book. It's going to be called The Man Who Didn't Give Up.
Oh, cool.
Cruising through chaos, turmoil, and uncertainty with no scratches attached. That is going to be the title of my next book I plan on releasing, which should be releasing, as far as me self-publishing it, probably, I would say, maybe early November-ish. That's what I'm targeting right now. So I would say about early November, definitely before the end of the year, I'm going to put out that book. And on top of that, I'm going to put out a poetry book that kind of leads into it, kind of like an intro kind of thing, to where it's like I'm literally going to be writing a poetry book based off of the title of all the chapters in the book. And then it's like, hey, you want to know a little bit more on each chapter?
Okay.
Here's the book.
Very
So
cool.
it's kind of like a new upstart. So I'm working on that right now, currently at the moment. But besides that, I'm just figuring out ways on how I can continue to grow and improve and evolve every single day, because it's a never ending process, as you know very well, Lisa. And if people want to continue, can people want to continue to follow me on my journey? Of course, they can find me, of course, on Instagram. That's at cpope_44. They could find me on TikTok at healthfwealthb.cp. I'm usually very active on Instagram and TikTok. Obviously, Facebook by my name, Clifton Pope, or typing in literally health, fitness, wealth, business. I'm working on getting a brand new website up and running. Hopefully, I'll have that done probably within the next month or so, to where I can refer everybody to that once again, because my old website went down. That's a long story for a whole nother day. But yeah, that's where they can find me. And of course, obviously, YouTube, Health, Fitness, Wealth, Business 8726, my Rumble channel at CPHFWB44. And of course, tune into the HFWB podcast series on Apple and Spotify podcasts, with new episodes releasing every single week. Hit that follow and subscribe button, y'all. And that's me.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for sharing that. It really sounds like you're staying busy. I love your endeavor of just continuously growing and bettering yourself, truly.
Yes.
I am just grateful for your time today. Thank you so much for coming on.
No, thank you for having me on your show. And definitely, everybody, check out the Nutrition and Life podcast. You won't be disappointed. It's a boatload of information. And I'm just grateful that I'm the latest guest to be able to be a part of that illustrious group of informative professionals and what they do. I'm grateful for that.
I hope you enjoyed my conversation with Clifton. Thank you so much for tuning in. Go and give us both a follow. And remember, if you want help with your nutrition and fitness goals, we'd love to guide you. One more thing before you go. If you're looking for premium supplements, our partner, Fat Muscle Project, has got you covered. Head to their website for the best protein powders, creatine, vitamin D, and more. And feel free to use our code NCL for your chance to win a $250 gift card every month. Thank you for listening.